Here's your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. I'm Rich Hurl. A story you heard first on WILS today. Ingham Regional Medical Center and Ingham Regional Orthopedic Hospital, subsidiaries of McLaren Healthcare, changing their names to McLaren Greater Lansing and McLaren Orthopedic Hospital, respectively. McLaren Greater Lansing CEO Patrick Salo on WILS says the name changes will provide continuity of care.
If one of our patients sees that they can continue to receive care from a McLaren entity, that benefits the patient and it benefits us as well.
Law enforcement officers in the Lansing area clearing multiple accidents that occurred on the slippery roadways following a burst of snow and temporary whiteout conditions this morning. Road crews spreading salt on the roads, bridges, and overpasses. Temperatures falling throughout the rest of the day. More reaction today over Governor Snyder's State of the State address last night. House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel tells WILS's Tony Conley that the governor was too inconsistent.
There was a lot of talk about priorities with education, and then we had the $1 billion cut to the school aid fund and to schools, and then no talk about the restoration when we have a surplus in the school aid fund this year.
Lots of concern over how Michigan would be impacted if legislation to end piracy online was approved in Washington. A.J. Arumugam, CEO of Lansing-based Social Tab on WILS today.
Michigan's ranked, I believe, 15th as a cyber state. There's about 160,000 technology workers. And us being part of it actually brings a huge impact just because we don't have the resource and the time to hire the tech workers.
The National Science Board reporting that Michigan reduced per student funding for its major public research universities by more than 30% between 2002 and 2010. WILS's Rob Bakian.
At the same time, foreign competitors were investing heavily, creating a challenge to the U.S.'s once dominant global position. The NSB also says that while state funding declined, enrollments at those schools were growing.
The Lansing School Board tonight expected to hear from Sexton High School students and alumni about a restructuring plan being considered by the board that could close either Sexton or Eastern High School. WILS covering the 7 o'clock meeting. WILS also covering this afternoon's Lansing City Council meeting. The council expected to refer some ballot proposals to committee that include authorizing the sale of the old Waverly Golf Course in Michigan Avenue Park, the fourth time the council would be taking that up, as well as the sale of a parcel of Oak Park to Neogen that includes a parking lot and empty building. Councilmember Jody Washington tells WILS.
They're already on that property. It's a very small piece of the property, and I'm in favor of that, but that should go before the people. It's the people's land.
It's already permitted under state law, but should Michigan residents really have the right to openly carry firearms? Debate over the issue regaining steam with four Michigan cities among the nation's top 10 in violent crime. OpenCarry.org co-founder John Pierce tells WILS.
You simply don't know. For years, that was the standard mantra from law enforcement, which is fully cooperate, give them whatever they want, and they'll leave you alone. And time and again, we've seen horror stories where, in fact, that's not the case.
Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. With your Lansing News update on 1320WILS.com, I'm Rich Hurl.